And a really quick one here from Lyle Rawlins, who wants to know, why are cold sores so painful? I get them on my nose. They're really painful.
Oh, cold sores are the herpes virus. This is herpes simplex. And there are two types of herpes simplex, type 1 and type 2. And cold sores traditionally are caused by type 1 herpes. And so this is a virus that gets into your body usually by the age of 3. Most of us have picked it up, usually from kissing our parents. The first manifestation of it is it goes into cells in the mouth and throat and infects those cells, amplifying the virus many, many times over and increasing the infectious dose many, many times over. And so the first presentation of it actually is you get a sore throat and a high temperature and some glands come up around your throat. It then appears to go away for a long time. Some people think they never see it again. But what actually has happened when it was giving you that sore throat was the virus was also infecting sensory nerve endings that supply your mouth and throat. And these nerve endings then transmit the virus back to the spinal cord or to what's called the dorsal root ganglion, which is where the cell body for those nerves lives, adjacent to your spinal cord. Or in the case of the head and neck, it goes up to the trigeminal ganglion, which is underneath your brain. And this is where the virus hangs out, just as a small circular piece of DNA, for the rest of your life. And if you go to the post-mortem room and you study people who've died, you can find evidence of the virus living in 80% of the population's nervous system. And periodically, and in response to poorly defined stimuli, but these can include menstruation, they can include sunburn, they can include tissue trauma. If you put a cigarette burn on a bit of skin, this can sometimes make it happen. Some signal goes back up the nerve, says to the virus, you're threatened, you need to come out. And it then reactivates, and the DNA turns on again, makes fresh virus particles inside the cell. They come back down the nerve cell to the patch of skin that that nerve cell supplies. The virus comes out of the nerve, onto the skin, grows in the skin cells, producing an infectious lesion. That's the cold sore.
Yeah.
And the point of this is that the virus then uses the cold sore to infect another person, because when you kiss someone, you're infectious. And that's how the virus gets around. But the rest of the time, it's hiding inside your nervous system. And when it reactivates in that way, it can damage the nerve it's in. And those nerves very often are pain nerve fibers. And so they get stimulated by the activation of the virus. And that's excruciatingly painful. And it can persist for a very long time.
That does explain it, yeah. Oh, I get them right up inside my nose. This is horrible.
Absolutely. Ouch. The good way to treat them is with a drug called acyclovir, which is very effective.